Peace and love. Peace and love.
Welcome to this neighborhood, neighbor.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
You know what I am? I'm a housewife that figured it out.
Wow, 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 wow!
And now, here's the host of Good Things Radio, Brooke Taylor.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Brooke Taylor. This is episode number 126 of Good Things Radio, and as promised, on location with our Arise team. Yay! Yes, an enthusiastic group of ladies. We had pizza. We had a holy hour. We're just getting started, but we are gathering at Santa Clara Monastery, which in and of itself is a sacred site, and we can maybe go into the history. One awesome, notable, beautiful thing, though, is that St. Mother Teresa actually stayed in one of the apartments where we are, so that's really special, as well as Mother Angelica taking her solemn vows here. But we are here as kind of a pre-retreat retreat, and that is Anne, Dr. Anne, and Marie, and Angela, Dr. Angela, and we've got Betty, and we've got Christina, and we've got Vicky. Is everyone present?
Yay!
Accounted for? And there's a blizzard outside. It's windy. It's freezing. So what a blessing that we're kind of tucked away. Our families are safe. And these hearty souls gathering for a planning weekend as we prepare for Arise 2018. Is that what year it is?
Yes.
I just had to double check.
It's chalked down the door.
So cool with the epiphany. So this recorder, I guess I need to offer a disclaimer, is on my phone, and it's much better than the old 1980s Walkman, but still it's not the best quality, so hopefully Mark can work his magic. But we wanted to talk a little bit about what to expect. This is such a weekend of anticipation for us, and I think that's the hardest thing, is how do we, by extension of our own hearts, deposit that into your heart that is listening, and so many on the fence discerning about a retreat and maybe Arise, a lot of ladies listening who are going to be coming to this retreat. And so as we gather, we kind of were talking about the secret sauce that builds community. Oh, I forgot there's a baby here too. Laura. She's not applauding yet. She's not old enough. But community. And what is it that builds community? And Angela, that was one of the first questions that you brought up, was do I fit, right?
Absolutely.
And as a fellow shy person, I really relate to that, because I want to know if I'm putting myself out there, the risk versus reward. Is it going to be worth me being uncomfortable, being stretched, being outside of my comfort zone? And when it's a retreat, it's not like it's a party you can just pop in and pop out of. You're there, and it's hard to kind of have an exit plan. And I know you're a psychologist, you are an introvert, and so you get this. And how can you address that? Because I know that's a big hurdle for a lot of people.
I know that when I went to the first Arise retreat in 2016, I had a lot of questions and a lot of doubts. And I think I saw icebreaker written down somewhere, and I knew automatically that it was not the place that I was supposed to be. I know that when I got there, however, Father Nathan said that he set up the retreat in a very specific way, and he did it to allow us to disengage and to have that time to transition from our daily worries and our daily concerns and really enter into the retreat experience. And I found that once I took that first step, once I took that leap into kind of my uncomfortable place, that what I found on the other side was so much better than what I had to give up in order to get myself there.
And that's the amazing thing. You were there that first year, and you were there again the second year, and now you're on the team. So you do feel that it was, the risk was worth, and you received the reward.
Absolutely. I know when we were sitting in there brainstorming this afternoon, and I had my notebook that I had taken to the last two retreats, and being able to open to a random page and read something that I had taken away from the retreat and have it mean something to me still, and not only mean something, but to speak to me in an even new and different way today, it just speaks to how powerful the retreat experience is.
And you're also going to be leading a session, which is exciting too, as well as Linda Isaiah and also Father Nathan. And we were brainstorming about a lot of different things, the things that speak to our heart and our spirit, the things that we really hope when we go out on a weekend like this that we will come home with. And as a group, I just wanted to kind of go around and ask, what are you most looking forward to as we covertly launched the outline for the weekend for Arise?
This is Christina. Hi. I think I'm most looking forward to, and something that we really touched on today, is the encounter. The encounter with Christ, first of all, our bridegroom, and the encounter with community, with each other, hearing each other's stories. It just really makes sisterhood amazing.
And Betty, you said the wine. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it was beer.
That too.
And dice.
We've been playing games, and we do want to do that. That's always a balance, right? You want to have fun. You want to be, because a lot, we don't laugh. But that's such an important component of our mental health and our spiritual health. So we want to have fun, maybe a beer, definitely mass. And what else are you looking forward to?
I actually look forward to seeing the people I've met in the past and really connecting with the new people. There's so many women who just need good spiritual fellowship. Mm-hmm. And I was certainly one of them. And this, the Arise Retreat and now the Arise team, is like my second family. We are so connected, and it's like I'm overflowing from this group to go into the big group.
Yeah.
And just do whatever I can do, hospitality or whatever it is, to make sure that weekend is so as special for them as it was for me.
What about you, Angela?
Gosh, I'm so excited. But having the opportunity to just fill my tank up with the women that love God and love their families and their friends, and just, it's such a boost and such a recharge, which as an introvert, that's a really weird thing for me to say. but I really have gotten something there that I haven't gotten anywhere else.
Well, and you know, I think to that point, we did talk a little bit at our meeting too about the framework, the schema, I guess you could say, of being women and growing up as little girls into teenage years, and the histories that we carry into our adult life as women. Sometimes we struggle trusting other women. Sometimes we're shy and we never get over that, or there's a competitive or a backstabbing component. And then this is kind of a place where all of those labels are gone, and Father Nathan, as our shepherd, really does such a good job of gluing us together, I guess, for lack of a better word, where we are stuck together in a very sacred way. And we were talking about the stories the first year, tears coming to our eyes. So I think when you do have an experience like that, it isn't just a weekend. Now, what about you, Vicki?
I'm just really looking forward to, like Betty said, seeing people that are returning and to see how those friendships have grown and to see how this ministry has really blossomed in the past 2.5 years.
And what about you, Marie?
Well, I was thinking about the talks by Father Nathan and the talks, Linda Isaiah. They're just like a balm for your soul. Every time I hear...
Did you say balm or bomb?
Well,
they're
maybe a little of both.
Yeah.
But just, you know, the spiritual insights, the, you know, what you come away with, not only from just this great community of women, but from the spiritual aspects of the retreat, you know, mass and adoration and, you know, the rosary, and hopefully we can do a candlelight rosary again this year.
Yeah.
And just so many beautiful things that we do to exercise our faith, and it just comes away. We come away so spiritually refreshed.
I know there's always that first Holy Mass back at our home church after an experience like this. You're just like, you know, this glow in your eyes where you just feel that fire again. And that's always like this honeymoon high too. And are you able to offer anything? You've got the bouncing baby on your hip. And what's your, there's Marie, mom of 10,
okay,
giving relief. What would you say?
I am most looking forward to having somebody hold my baby. No, but seriously, I think, you know, it's reestablishing those connections and those friendships. You know, we talked about, you know, being wounded by friendships and being really reluctant to open up to one another. And I think, you know, with this group, what I love about us is we are Christ-centered friends. And to be able to model that Christ-centered friendship to others and to offer that to them as a reflection of our friendship with Christ, I think that is the most beautiful thing that I've taken away every single year from the Arise retreats, and I look forward to doing this again.
Well, you are a physician, you're a busy mom, you're a wife, and you've got a lot on your plate. Why is that so important to you, the Christ-centered friendship?
I think because, you know, every spiritual battle that we fight is very isolating, and it's really hard when people don't walk the same walk as you do, and you are the one that is called upon to comfort them. It takes a lot out of you, and being able to recharge with people who fill you up spiritually is essential in keeping sanity in this life.
That's so true. Christina, Vicki, you just returned from a trip to the Holy Land. It's not the same thing, but every trip, whether it's a pilgrimage or a retreat, a call that we have to listen to, that we have to discern. We can't do everything, but every now and then we hear that tug, and you had a pretty major one, Vicki, as well. What would you say in terms of takeaways from that trip that you're bringing into this retreat?
I think that when you think about the living word of Christ and how that can constantly transform us, and then taking into that physically being there, I'm transformed. I'm changed forever. And my challenge is now, what does God want me to do with that? He gave me this amazing opportunity, but now what? What does he want me to do with it? Well, I think that it's just share my encounters, share my experiences, and just be open to wherever I'm led.
That's what's so fun about the combination of personalities, is that we do have young women who are single, not married. We have widows. We have moms of 10, professional women, homemakers, and there's something really special where we're called to evangelize in our own place. And I think it becomes more clear on a weekend like that what exactly it is, this laser focus that often things get in the way with stress and weariness that we can't see, that clutter's cleared away. Mm-hmm. And we can go forward with this ignition started up. And you, Vicki, as an LEO, a law enforcement officer, are you going to offer self-defense classes?
I don't think that's on the schedule this time.
But you know why? Because you're going to be in a skirt. You said I mean, not that you couldn't do it in a skirt, but that you feel feminine at an event like this, at a weekend like this.
Yes, but also as moms, as professionals, and no matter what our calling is in life, it's so important for us to recharge ourselves. And that's something I didn't learn until maybe about 10 years ago, because we're always going, 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 and doing for everyone else. But this is such a good opportunity for us to take care of ourselves so we can go out into the world recharged and refreshed and do what we're called to do.
We know that it's a matter of saying this is going to be the year that I'm doing it, or the day or the weekend. Angela, as we wrap up, I wanted to ask you a little bit about the emotions that we can expect. You do this for a living. Okay. And you're an expert at, you said, you know, normalizing and identifying kind of the different feelings, and that feeling of guilt, or I don't know if I should be going, or hesitation, or being overwhelmed. Those are all normal. And we talk about, I know on the show a lot, in coming back home, in that reentry process after a retreat. What is the normal reaction that we might be processing as we get ready for a big event like this?
It really just expecting the unexpected. When we decide to make a big commitment or a sacrifice, or we challenge ourselves to grow, that has the potential to really shake things up. And so you may 1 minute feel really excited, and then the next minute you say, well, can my husband and children possibly live without me for the first 5 minutes I'm gone, or is the house going to burn down? And then so you're ready to unpack the suitcases you put together, and then you may feel guilty about taking the time for yourself. Or maybe if you haven't been on a retreat before, you know, is this really for me, because it feels really uncomfortable and scary. All of those things are normal. And I would just encourage you to stick with it. One, because it will probably change at least 5 more times before you get there. and two, just because you feel a certain way, God can work with that. And so when you get to the retreat, those emotions can be turned into something really, really beautiful.
That's what we trust and look forward to. And that's what the Lord does. He redeems all things, and it's exciting to be a part of it. And all the information is in the show notes. We've got the Eventbrite site. Cannot wait to see you. And we've got about 10 spots left, so it's time to snatch it up if you're available. So God bless you, ladies. Thank you so much, and we'll see you in April.
Yay!
Thank you.
That wound, the wound in all of us, and which we are all trying to flee, can become the place of meeting with God and with brothers and sisters. It can become the place of ecstasy and of the eternal wedding feast, the loneliness and feeling of inferiority, which we are running away from, becomes the place of liberation and salvation. That's John Vanier. That's the heart of Arise. I know last year, too, ad nauseum, I brought up John Vanier in reading the book Broken to Community, also reading the book Fully Human, both of which I highly recommend. But so much of it parallels not only my own life as a mother of a special needs daughter, my precious gift, Carolina, but also the importance of building community, because we are all disabled in some way. And that idea that change doesn't come from the top of the ladder, but at the bottom of the ladder. And so that's what this retreat is all about. And thank you again to all the ladies. April cannot come soon enough. I'm so excited. And it was also neat because Angela, as you heard, she is this year for the first time going to be giving a talk. And so it's about temperament and personality. So her talk is entitled Speaking Your Language of Encounter, The Gift of Personality in Prayer. And that's one of the things for me, honestly, that as I go somewhere on retreat that I would really hope to get out of a weekend like that, digging into a little bit of personality and temperament. And I learned those are two different things, because that's what Dr. Angela taught us over this weekend. Temperament doesn't change that much, but personality can change and be shaped over time. And temperament is, I'm trying to remember this, the means by which God equips us to do what we are here to do. Isn't that awesome? And then sometimes when we're busy or caught up in the hamster wheel, you know, those things get dulled. And what I think is so important about retreat weekends is we are able to go back in and be fully alive and go back to our families with that ongoing theme. And I do need to tell you that after this weekend, we are a few tickets shorter. So now we are in single digits in terms of what we have left. The reservations that we have, I think we're at about 8 tickets that we have left. Now, you can get the information is all on the Eventbrite page, and you can access that on our show notes. And thanks again for a wonderful weekend.
Join the show. Share your feedback on Voxer. Find Brooke at BrookeTaylor1 or shoot us an email at feedback@goodthingsradio.com and be part of the conversation.
I just have to share this email, this feedback I received about the Nordic Track, this treadmill that over the last few shows I've talked about quite a lot. And it was just a simple email, and the subject says on fitness. And the attachment from the listener is a t-shirt. And on the shirt, it says, I wanted to go jogging, but Proverbs 28:1 says, the wicked run when no one is chasing them. So there's that. I didn't know that was in there. That was really funny. So thank you so much to our listener who sent that. Any feedback, of course, is always so welcomed. And you can send an email at feedback@goodthingsradio.com. It's Voxer as well. I love your audio messages. And Brooke Taylor, the number one, is how you can find us. And I think that would change your mind, oh dear listener, if you, though, would check out this treadmill and the iFit technology that walks you through these different routes. Last week, I was able to go running in Sorrento, which in and of itself was an escape when it was like 5 below outside. But the trainer actually went by the exact place where we stayed, the hotel we were at a year ago last August when we were in southern Italy. And it brought me right back there. And speaking of Italy, the week after the Arise retreat, I think I shared with you, we are packing up our passports. We are heading to Italy for a pilgrimage, starting in Rome, where we are not only right now setting up Holy Mass at St. Peter's Basilica, which blows my mind, but also we'll have an audience with Pope Francis, then travel to Assisi for 2 days. And I have to, I guess, probably elaborate when I say an audience with the Pope, because the first time I heard that, I thought we were going to be in like a private room and it was just he and us. And then I see, it's an audience with thousands of other people, but it's not something that you can just wander into. Typically, you have to have a ticket. It may be indoors or outdoors, but it really is one of those unforgettable, surreal, kind of out-of-body experiences. And I realized, too, just the way that people would react to Jesus, because we know that Holy Father is a man. He is made in the image of God, but with flesh and sin, just like all of us. And yet, the reaction that people have when they see him in person is so profound. And I think that's not even half of what, when Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, walked the earth, that people felt being so close to the Word made flesh. So there's a lot. It's one of those experiences that takes you somewhere else and is so special. So that will be on the Wednesday when we start our trip. And then we're going to travel to Assisi and spend 2 days there, Tuscany, Florence, Cinque Terre, Padua, Venice. And interestingly, we have two ladies so far from the retreat, from Arise, who are going on the pilgrimage. One in particular is looking for a roommate. So if you're hearing this thinking, it's the time, I'm going, and you're by yourself, that's the question we're asking. And that's what's so exciting about these trips, is it always works out as it should be and is fantastic. But we're actually just about to close the trip. We're limited on space and we're already just about full. So the cost is $4,500 about, includes airfare. Also, this whole trip is all inclusive. So that's everything. You can just go and enjoy and not have to worry about ticket fees or restaurants. Just enjoy your unlimited red and white wine for dinner and pasta in the piazzas, and a beautiful banquet for breakfast every day. All of extras, they're all thrown in. And so that's alone worth so much when it's peace of mind and you're with a like-minded group, which I think is so powerful and wonderful as well, too. So if you have any questions, shoot me an email at feedback@goodthingsradio.com, and I'll put the info in our show notes as well. Love saves lives. That is the theme for March for Life 2018, officially taking place Friday, January 19th. And just looking on the website at marchforlife.org, that's a great source. Every year, I always go try to find the local marches. For us in our area, there was one in Cleveland over the weekend. But any local march you can find, of course, Washington, D.C. is the biggest. Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, will be taking the stage. Democrats and Republicans alike, the contemporary Christian music artist Plum is going to be performing. Pam Tebow will be talking. And the pro-life issue is one that has been close to my heart for years, ever since my reversion back to the church. But it's interesting in just the timing, too, with the March for Life coming up. I've been following some legislation, some changes, some proposed bills in Poland, voting against a draft bill there that would have legalized abortions for up to 12 weeks. And I have to thank you for the intercession of Saint Pope John Paul the Great. He was such a pro-life champion. Obviously, that's close to my heart because that's where my daughter was born. That's where she was cared for, her orphanage. And they're looking at lawmakers. They're moving forward with a pro-life bill that would prohibit eugenic abortions. And that's abortions because or strictly because a child has a disability of any way. And I'm thankful, my heart of my heart, that my daughter was born. And there is, back in episode 111, a guest that we had on that has stuck with me, a graduate of Carnegie Mellon University, an artist, a scientist, an amazing woman with a powerful story. She was very pro-choice and moved from a pro-choice Protestant to a pro-life Catholic with a very powerful testimony. She came in our area and spoke at what's called the Magnificat Breakfast. But if you want to hear her story, I think this week especially, it lends itself to some great inspiration. And again, that's episode 111, and her name is Nikki Bruni. And on that note, if we could join together and lift up all of those who in any way, in spirit or in body, are going to be participating in the March for Life. If you've joined me, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, God of life, we lift up everyone traveling courageously, walking, peacefully pleading for the hearts to hear the cries of the unborn, the protection of the slaughter of the innocents, the genocide of 50 million innocent lives since Roe versus Wade. Lord, you know, with our holy, unique DNA, with the potential indignity of all those who have been snuffed out. We pray for their mothers and the pain that they carry, for healing and truth and protection of all human life from the womb to the tomb. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. A big thank you to my producer for his quick work in dynamic skills as always. Mark is a top level producer. Mark, coming from working with music artists on albums to churches, creating CDs for parishes to this humble podcast. And he is a producer extraordinaire. So to find out more, check him out at cominghomestudio.com. A big thank you to our faithful co-producers who help support this program and keep it going. If you would like to be a GTR good friend of the program and be a Podbean patron, you can find out more. Just click on the show notes. And a big thank you to my friends in Christ who are not only coming to the Arise Retreat, but have prayed for this event, this weary women's weekend getaway. And of course, our Arise team. Until next time, may the God of life give you strength to arise and do great things. God bless you.